Blog Talk Radio.
An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. He tells the boy, "A fight is going on inside me, and this is a terrible fight. You see, this fight is between two wolves. One wolf is evil. It is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, resentment, inferiority, it lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf is good. This wolf is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, full of humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. Now this same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The grandson, he thought about it, looked up, asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "It's the wolf you feed."
Yeah. Lord, it's so hard living this life, a constant struggle each and every day. Some wonder why I'd rather die than to continue living this way. Many are blind and cannot find the truth, 'cause no one seems to really know. But I won't accept that this is how it's gonna be. Therefore, you got to let me and my people go. 'Cause I wanna be free, completely free. Lord, won't you please come and save me?
Wake up, goddammit! Petey Green!
Bienvenidos, K-Tal, Oki, namaste, welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. It all just depends on what part of the world you are listening. Welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. My name is Will Green, holding down the full capacity of the show here. Well, Adam's here also, so I'm not going to takeaway from cousin here. Already acknowledging you now, man. But my name is Will Green, holding down the show tonight. Unfortunately, Bill won't be on tonight. He is right now, as we speak, driving back from Colorado to Texas. So just as before, we all wish him a safe journey, Godspeed on getting back to his destination in Frisco, North Dallas area. So Dad, we all wish you safe journey and hope you get home safe and sound. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you are just stuck with me, and maybe if Adam jumps in tonight. But again, welcome. Sorry about the mix up a little bit. Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning. Okay, namaste, et cetera, et cetera. But once again, welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. It is July 7th. Jeez. July 11th. I'm looking at the time. July 11th, 2022. 7-11. Yeah, I'm all messed up. 7-11. I should have had my free Slurpee from 7-Eleven or went to the casino today, but I did not do either one of those, so oh well. 7-Eleven 22. That's an interesting number, right? Open 24 hours. Yeah, but there's no 7-Eleven around here where I live, Adam. they don't have 7-Elevens in Riverdale where I live, so. I feel you, though. Thank you for that. You know, I could go to Speedway, too. They said Speedway has some free ones also. But anyway, that's a whole other story for another time. I'll just keep it to myself. So here we have another show tonight. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. We are live every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffect. That's the letter FX. So before we get going here, just want to give you a couple of reminders. The first one here is that we offer the opportunity for you, the listeners, to engage with us on the show. But before we get into the engagement part, I want to make sure that you all have a pen and pad, a pencil and paper, a post-it note and a marker. I don't know what you got, a back of an envelope or a napkin even. We just want to make sure you got something to write with in case you got any questions, comments. Anything that you may pick up from tonight's show. And I've got a lot I want to share with you all tonight, so definitely grab some pen and paper. I hope that you do find it interesting, worthwhile for your research, and hopefully it helps you out as well. Again, that's what we're about on the show, is just helping each other, like passing it forward to the next person. So, you know, it's all about us growing together here on the Greenhouse Effect. So grab that pen and pad. So we do have different ways that you can engage with us on the show. The first way is that you can call in directly. Our number here, hopefully you've got that pen and pad already. Our number here is 516-453-6094. Again, 516-453-6094. And if you would like to chime in, ask a question or a comment, or just a shout out, just to give us some positive affirmation, which we're always ready to receive, just press the 1 button on your keypad. That'll bring your number in the queue, and I'll bring you in as soon as we can. You can also chat with me and Adam. He's already in the chat room there. You can access the chat room with your free Blog Talk Radio profile or account. And with that, you go to today's show. And at the bottom of the screen, you will see the chat room, and you can just jump in right there. And then, of course, there is ye old Facebook. There is the event page that was just set up not too long ago. My apologies for the late setup there, but I'm sure most of you received the invitation. You can type any questions or comments in the discussion tab as well. And let me just say this. About Facebook, it's crazy, right? Because you know a lot of people use it to again engage and connect with people, and you know support and promote, market your business, market your brand, what have you. But it just seems like as of lately, there just has not been anything worth like looking at on there. I get like a whole bunch of like videos and just stuff to preoccupy your mind. It's really, really interesting. Just recently deleted a lot of people. And so it started looking a little different just as far as the information I was seeing. But then it just flipped on me. And even, you know, like on these other social media pages, and I can hear my dad right now breathing like, oh God, here we go. You know, because, you know, you, as he always reminds me, you know, you can't really take the social media stuff so serious, but we use it and we've gotten so dependent on it. You know, it's become a habit forming, thing that we do. But lately it's just like, it's like one video, they got this thing and it's like you stop and look at it and you're like, oh, okay. And then you go to the next, oh, wow, look at that, man. Wow. And then you go to the, oh, wow, you know, and it's like next thing you know, you just lost like about 45 minutes. It's like, what the heck is going on? So I say all that just to say, please be mindful of what you do on your computers or on your devices. And be aware of how much time you spend and what you do. You know, stay productive. And it's okay to just log out and just detox. Just let it go. It's okay. The world will continue. Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all those other things, they will continue. It will be okay. It will be all right. Adam says, get caught up in the vortex. And it's like it's a vortex, man. It's like a time-space continuum vortex. It's like, wow, you just lost like 45 minutes if you're not aware. An hour, easy. Like, what the heck? I was going on there just to put some update information on the event page. And I'm trying to get to the event, but I got caught up looking at a video. and then you get caught up looking at another video. And then you forget why you're on there. It's amazing. The I want to make sure I use this correctly because I was about to say a more vulgar term, but it's a mind screw. It's amazing. Like this, you get hypnotized. And anyway, I know I am completely off script right now. And as you can see, I'm feeling really good. You know, I was listening to Wednesday's show, and I was really expressing a lot of emotions and energies. And I hope that you all were able to bear with me and listening to the show. But, you know, like every show, I did enjoy it. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to last week's shows or any other shows, you know, our shows are saved and archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. Our shows go all the way back to the beginning, and our shows are also saved and archived on your favorite listening platforms as well. Some of them have not been uploaded yet, but you can still go back and listen to the shows anyway. You can see they're all very relevant. So, yeah, just check us out. Again, on your favorite podcast listening platform, we are there, the Greenhouse Effect, the letter FX, the Greenhouse FX. So, like I said, Dad is traveling back to Dallas. He was coming from Loveland, Colorado. He ended up spending another week up there doing some things that he loves. And that's what I cannot express how much I'm proud of him doing what he was doing these last 2 weeks. You know, I get the opportunity now to talk a little bit about him. He talks about me all the time. But I got a chance to talk about him a little bit, man. And, you know, I can't even begin to tell you guys how amazed I am at the things that he accomplishes, regardless of his situation or whatever he has in front of him. He is definitely one of my best friends. And, again, it's my honor to be able to do this show with him and to have this bond that we have in this new relationship, if you will. Forever, we're all growing, right? We're all changing, our relationships change and things like that, even with our parents. So we have this opportunity to be transparent and present this relationship we have with all of you all, with the millions and millions of listeners out there. So thank you all for your support for both of us. And again, Dad, be safe getting back home. So yeah, what's going on with me, as he would ask. And I'm sure the millions of listeners out there are like, what's going on with you? Well, yeah, what's happening? Well, I'm glad you asked. Even if you didn't. Well, I had a very interesting experience the other day, and I wanted to share it with you. And looking at some of the changes in our society and things like that, and I'm guilty of this as well. Don't get me wrong. When I talk about these things, it's not like I'm not a part of these things. The things that I talk about is as far as us in the general conversation, I'm not excluding myself from this. So I'm just as guilty about some of these things as everybody else. So the other day I was out. Some of you know I have a part-time hustle, this gig opportunity I have where I do some deliveries on the side for like Amazon and stuff like that, right? So the other day I was out in the suburb of Chicago and I was delivering a package and I heard these people in the house, man. And at first I thought that they were just like playing, you know, just like some silly play. But come to find out, they were like in a serious heated argument. Let's just call it an argument. I'm not going to get into details on what I heard, but it was very uncomfortable. And there was even another situation where somebody had drove up to the house and they did something. So it was just a really strange feeling. And I'm sure a lot of you have had those instances where you get a really uncomfortable feeling. But a lot of times we don't really do anything. You know, Obama had said something about see something, say something. You know, Biden has talked about it. We've seen these kind of things where they talk about see something, say something, hear something, say something, you know. But honestly, we don't really do it, you know. And you know, it's so different now. You know, we see these things that happen, and most of the time we put our heads down and we keep going. It's not my problem. It's not my business. Oh, I don't want to get caught up in it because people is crazy out here. You see how my voice just got high for a second? Excuse me. There are a lot of people out here who have some challenges and issues that aren't addressed anymore. And you just never know what kind of situation you get yourself in if you're trying to help somebody, you know? The world is going crazy. It's crazy out here. So I heard this stuff, man, and I just, my energy was just off, man. My square was off and I just wasn't feeling right, you know? And so I decided to call the police department in this particular suburb. And just ask them, you know, like, hey, man, can y'all just do this, you know, this drive-by, just wellness check, whatever they call it, you know, just make sure everybody's good. I don't want anybody to get arrested, but at the same time, I don't want nobody to get killed, man. I mean, how many domestic disturbances have ended in somebody getting seriously injured because nobody intervened? And I know there's this other side of, you know, with the police and a lot of times when they go to respond to the domestic situations, a lot of times they're the ones that get hurt and really messed up in the situation. But, you know, it's just something, man, just really pushed me to call these guys. Like, yo, just go check on this house. Just wasn't feeling right. And so the suburb police department, they actually, it was not in their jurisdiction of some type. And right now I can't remember the term they used. But they could not send their officers. So they had to contact the state sheriff's department, Illinois State Sheriff's Department. And so I guess they went out there and did what they needed to do. And I hope that everything is fine. I hope that everybody is safe, you know. But I get a call later on in the day from the sheriff's department. And, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, look, I don't want to be involved in this, man. Like, I was just trying to just let you guys know. You know what I mean? I was quickly on like, I don't want to be involved in nothing like that. That whole put my head down. I'm done with it. You know, but I'm like, oh, man, okay, what's up? And so the guy called, the deputy called me, and come to find out, he just wanted to make sure that I was the person that called, you know, and he submitted my name to the sheriff's department, you know, for going above and beyond, you know, if you will, my duty, which is crazy, you know, because how is making sure that people are safe above and beyond our duty? That should be our duty all the time. Hey, thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm not saying this, you know, for, you know, how people do good stuff and they take, like, pictures and shit like that. You know, I'm not doing that, you know. But it's I just wanted to share this because it's like, how is not making sure that life is being sustained, how is that going above and beyond our duty? That should be our normal duty, right? We should make sure that everybody's safe and secure. We see something, say something. We hear something, say something. We should make sure that everybody's good. But again, there's so much more involved to that now because you don't know what the heck you're going to get yourself into. And you got to be sure to get yourself out of it if it gets crazy, right? So, yeah, you know, so, yeah, thank you, Adam, and thank you, everybody else, you know. And so it's cool, you know, they'll submit my name to the sheriff's department, and I might get an award or something like that, you know. I may get something, I may not get something, you know, but that wasn't the point, you know. But it's just amazing how things are different, you know. So if you can, you know, help somebody out. You know, and I know, again, this is crazy out here. It's so much crap is happening, you know. And we're still dealing with, here in the Chicagoland area, we're still dealing with the aftermath of this shooter in Highland Park killing these people during the 4th of July parade, you know, destroying families. But then we're also dealing with the constant issues of guns and violence in the south side of Chicago, on the west side of Chicago, you know, where people of color and lower income area, where you know, where we live, you know, it's always been a constant issue. And I'm sorry for what happened in Highland Park, but you know, here in Illinois and in the Chicagoland area, we've been dealing with guns and violence for a long time. It's a very sad situation, you know, but it's been so many consistent shootings and deaths every weekend. You know, it gets warmer. It's like, man, the weather gets warmer. You got to put on your vest. You got to put on your war paint. Be ready. Just in case. You know, so they want to ban assault rifles and weapons and stuff like that. And all these politicians out here talking about banning, you know, getting rid of these guns and stuff like that because of, you know, these innocent people getting killed, these people shooting up schools. And I'm going to say, too, these people, these kids out here in these streets shooting each other for no reason as well. But, you know, they're talking like you know, guns don't kill by themselves. You know, and Dad has talked a lot about this. You know, people kill people. People have the guns, but it's not, the guns just don't do it. It's like these politicians are talking like, you know, the Smith and Wesson M&P is walking down the street and had a bad day. You know, like the gun is just an entity all by itself. No. Like they just doing it on their own. And I'm not trying to make fun of people dying and people getting killed. You know, but come on, man. It's not just about these opportunities to put these guns in people's hands, but it's the people who were holding them. It's the people whose minds are broken, whose hearts are broken, that are holding these weapons, that are pulling these triggers, that are aiming at these innocent people out here. But yet we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about the emotional anguish, the mental challenges that these people are having. Yes, I know that they shouldn't be getting guns and stuff like that. And then the people that do get guns, we're not talking about the proper care and knowledge of obtaining weapons and using weapons and stuff like that too. So much more to this besides just, let's just ban the guns. There's more to that. But that's that politician, politrick, and rhetoric that continues to, you know, fill our news media. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I would love to hear your thoughts as well about it. Again, our number here is 516-453-6094. Again, 516-453-6094. Press 1 on the keypad. Let me know what's on your mind. Excuse me. I would love to hear from you as well. So last week, in closing on last week's show, I posed the question, you know, like, what do you think you could do? One thing, and putting aside essential basic needs to maintain your life. So don't be like all eating and drinking and taking a crap and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Taking a shower, you know, for all the funny people in the back. I'm not talking about that stuff. You know, like, what is something that you're willing to learn or willing to do that you want to try to challenge yourself to do for 30 days? I'm talking about building a habit. And I've talked about it before, and again, I have talked about it, and I have tried it, and I have fallen off. I have fallen off of this habit-building wagon for a lot of years. I'm 50 now, you know, and I'm still trying to work on it, but I'm working on it. You know, so again, I ask you all, what is something that you're willing to try to do? What is something that you think you could do for 30 days and maintain a consistent positive habit about it? So I will share my things here, and it's not just one thing. I want to share a few things here. I remember I was trying to do a workout kind of thing. I did it for like a week. I even did videos and stuff like that, but kind of fell off again. You know, I'm challenging myself to do at least 10 push-ups every day, at least 10. You know, I know some of you are like, oh, you can do 20. I can do 20, but we're going to go slow. We're going to develop this habit. We're going to develop this discipline. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to do 10. I may just do 5. But the point is that you do it every day and be consistent with it. All right. So that's one thing that I'm doing. I might even do some sit-ups because I sure need it. Sue's not on here yet, but I know I sure need it. You know, I definitely got my COVID stomach going on. But anyway, just trying to make light of the situation here. So another thing that I've just started doing as well is that I'm learning Spanish. I've just uploaded this new app called Duolingo, and it's like 5 minutes or so, 5, 10, 6, something like that. It's like 10 minutes or less. They've got like these lessons on here, and I'm doing it every day. You know, so I'm learning Spanish, and I'm going to try to keep doing it consistently every day. Now, of course, you know, if I miss a day, I can go back to the app and do it. But I want to, again, build this habit. I think they say if you do it, 21 days? I think that you can build a habit. But I said 30 days. So with 21 days, 30 days, you know, whatever it is, again, we're talking about just being consistent with it. So the other day, too, and I'm going to tell you, share another story while I was out delivering. I was delivering a package to a mom and a Spanish-speaking mother in Inglewood, in the hood. And so I got to their house, rang the bell. Nobody came to the door, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to leave the package here on the porch, you know, because it's going to be gone, you know, it's going to get snatched, you know, it's just it is what it is, you know. So I'm like, I called. They were home. They came downstairs. They got the package, and she was speaking Spanish to her son. And then when they came outside, she was speaking Spanish to her son. And then, you know, they saw me. It was like, hi. And I was like, hola. And it was amazing how both of their faces just lit up. Just saying hola, just saying hello in their language, their faces lit up. It was really cool. And Sue speaks Spanish and I'm around Spanish speaking all the time. Hell, I've been to Mexico, you know what I'm saying, just recently, you know, and I'm trying to learn the language, of course. But, you know, it just gave me another affirmation that this is something I need to learn. And I think we all need to learn it anyway. I mean, it is what it is. Again, I really hate that phrase, but it is what it is. and we need to learn Spanish. We do. You know, we need to get with the sign of the times, and we need to adapt to the situations that's in front of us. But it was amazing to see their faces light up just for saying hello. So, yeah. So, push-ups, spending about 10 minutes on this app once a day. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you all, and I titled this show tonight, High Five Habit. Just recently, also, and I'm not really including this in my list, but what I'm trying to do is read more. And I'm trying to spend less time on social media and spend more time reading. And even if it means like, you know, cliff notes and shortcuts and stuff like that, but still trying to get information on books. Even if you go to YouTube or audio books and stuff like that, you know, just spending some time and learning and reading new things. So that's something I'm working on as well, but I'm not saying that's in my habit list right now. I'm not going to hold myself to that. But there's this book that I just finished up, though, The High Five Habit. And I wanted to share this with you all because I did start this. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to share a few things about this and what I've learned and just doing this for like the last 3 days. I haven't even, you know, really done it for, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right, 5, 6 days. So I just started. So what I found out was, and again, this is called The High Five Habit by author Mel Robbins, female Mel Robbins. So what I found, this high-fiving myself in the mirror, what you do is you high-five yourself, myself, in the mirror every day. And this is a easy, quick, and what I really like is free. It's a free way to improve. It's really been improving my energy and my outlook on a lot of things. You know, think about this. You know, why do we support why do I support others, but not really cheer for myself? Now, I'm going to say just me. I'm not going to speak for you all. And if you all, it just hits you as well, you know, just change the I to we or ourself, myself. Why do I support others, but not really cheer for myself? And what I've really noticed already in these last 3 days or so of high-fiving myself is that it's really given me an opportunity to quiet the self-criticism that I've been dealing with, which has been a huge problem. And I've mentioned it on the show. Adam, I've talked a little bit about you. I've talked about it with my dad. I've talked about it with Sue. I've talked about it with my tribe. And I get so hard on myself. And I've been trying to figure out how the hell can I cut down on the self-criticism of myself. So this high five that you're doing, that I'm doing, gives me this opportunity to quiet the self-criticism. And it encourages, and it even gives me a little bit of encouragement. You know, like you do a friend or a teammate or something like that. So every morning, you know, usually around when I'm usually brushing my teeth, and of course, you know, you better be brushing your teeth every day. But around that time, you know, or maybe I'm throwing some water in my face, whenever I'm in the bathroom, starting the day, I take this moment to high five myself. And you're like, what do you mean a high five? Well, you can either like high five yourself in the mirror, you can touch the mirror and stuff like that, or what I like to do sometimes is actually just slap my hands, you know, just pow. But something, you know, you can, you know, put your hands on the mirror, you can air high five yourself or something like that. But you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, you give yourself that high five. You know, so what are you talking about, man? You know, so hey, there's some research to this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not just talking here and just talking about this book. There is some research to this, you know. And high fives is a proven tool to motivate positive change. It sparks confidence within groups of people. And, if you know, it's more effective than verbal affirmations. You know, think about it. Think about when you give high fives, whenever or whatever, whoever you're with or whatever you're doing, right? Adam, you out there, you playing golf, right? Somebody pops an eagle or a birdie or whatever. High five, good job. Whatever it is that you're doing out there, we high five each other. Man, that was good. Let's go. You got this. Good job. Or maybe even you want to high five somebody when they're low. Man, it's all right. Come on, you got this. Pick yourself up. Let's go. But we do that for other people. But do we really do that for ourselves? What's different is it's me to me, or it's you to you. But it's already there. Doing this is what's called a psychological safety feature. And this can help you to become a better teammate to yourself. You know, we've talked a lot about that feeling when you get up in the morning, right when you finally break out that final stage of your REM sleep, you know, when you really become fully awake and the thoughts of yesterday start creeping in, and then the thoughts and goals of the present day start creeping in, and you're like, oh my God, okay, let's go. You know, you get that moment. This is one way that I've been fighting it. I want you all to really think about this. And if you want to research it, look it up. But I want to put it out there right now for those of you that are listening, the millions and millions of you all that are listening out there. I want to challenge you all. Just 5 days. I'm not talking 30 days. I'm not talking 21 days. I'm not talking 7 days. I'm just talking 5 days. First thing in the morning, it's 5 days in a row. Get up in the bathroom, the mirror, whatever. Give yourself a high five. You are awesome. Whatever you want to, however you want to do it, take those 5 days. I'm telling you. After 5 days, take a look at yourself. Take a look at further into yourself. Take a look into yourself. You know what I mean. And see if you feel any different. I'm willing to bet, and it's 7-Eleven. I'm feeling good today. Like I said, I should have went to the casino, so I'm betting today. And I'm willing to bet that you will feel good after those 5 days. If you want, put some more into it. Give yourself that high five. Add a mantra to it. I have felt a lot more loved, and I feel more seen. And not that I've been lacking any of that, but it's just been increasing my self-confidence, really, and my energy. dealing with all this stuff and this crap that we read in the news and social media and all this stuff that we personalize. And I mentioned that last week, I was just angry. And it's amazing how one show I talk about how I'm angry and I'm upset and I'm going through all these emotions. And then I flip it and I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I think you can even hear it in my voice. That even if you feel like you don't deserve it, I'm telling you, give yourself a high five. So some of you may not want to touch the mirror because then that means you got to wipe down the mirrors and clean it. That's all good. That's what I'm like. I'm like, damn, that means I got a fingerprint on my mirror and I got to wipe it down all the time. Okay. But I mean, that's a small sacrifice of feeling good. You know what I mean? Kind of make you feel good about cleaning it too, wiping it down. So however you want to do it, air high five, slap your own hands, touch the mirror, teammate to yourself. Give that energy you give to others, give it to yourself. Times are challenging every day, like I just said. There are times you're going to feel like you're not getting that support that you need or you want. But doing these high fives, just like you give these high fives to other people, when the moment you slap hands with that other person, you've already established a bond with that person. There's a connection that you have. Why can't you have that connection with yourself? That's my thing. Why not? There's a quote in the book that says, the quality of our relationships with others is dependent on our own self-love. The quality of our relationships with others is dependent on our own self-love. How can we establish a positive and healthy relationship if we can't establish that relationship with ourselves? How can we have that with other people? We all need encouragement, especially now. Another challenge I have is procrastination. Not fully completing some stuff, you know, especially when it gets hard. And I'm feeling it, you know, it's like, oh, forget it. My issue is just trying to finish strong, you know, finish the race strong. Just don't limp at the end. You know, you've seen track runners, you know how they get to they come to approaching the finish line, they kick it. They give everything they got to finish the race as strong as they can. Doing these high fives, man, for just these 3 days. I've really been learning how to cheer myself on and encourage myself. Even when I start these attempts of, let's call it self-sabotage, you know, trying to defeat myself. I tell you, I be so hard on myself, man. I don't know if any of this really resonates with you all listening. And I hope, you know, that if it does, I hope that this helps. But I know a lot of times we get caught up in these self-sabotaging moments. And we don't even realize it. Again, this is just all about encouraging ourselves. But then there's also a need for balance. There's a need for balance. There's those times when we work so hard, we work sometimes too hard, and not really recognizing and acknowledging like enough is enough. You're doing the best that you can with the resources you have available in front of you. But if you work yourself to the bone and you work yourself to unhealthy situations, then what you going to do? You can't do nothing then because now you're sick. Because now you're stressed. Now you're unhealthy. Now you got some COVID variation of whatever, BZAT, whatever. Find that balance. Continue to encourage yourself. Find ways to encourage yourself. Like I said before, find ways to balance that board in this wave of life that we go through. We've talked a lot about developing healthier, positive mindsets. Giving yourself a high five in the morning, just a quick dap. I'm telling you, man, that will really help develop a healthier, stronger mindset. Research has shown that this helps with healing with emotional wounds, reduces negative self-talk. I keep talking about that second negative self-talk, the self-sabotaging moments that we have. Those times when we put ourselves down, We're so quick to remind ourselves about the bad decisions we made or how we messed up or how this stuff, how we don't really acknowledge the accomplishments that we made. No matter how little, why is it so difficult for us to acknowledge those accomplishments that we make? Why is it so easy for us to identify the parts when we mess up? Give yourself a high five. It's almost like giving yourself a hug, right? This is the new mindset. This is what I'm trying to train my brain, how to operate from this compassion instead of this self-hatred. I'm going to say it again. Training my brain to operate in this mode of compassion for myself instead of self-hatred. So in closing, again, in the practice, you know, I look in the mirror, I say something, you know, to myself, you know, man, you looking good. The curls is kicking, you know, I don't know. I'm joking. I don't really talk about my curls, but you know what I mean? Say something nice about yourself, man. And you can even address your reflection by name. Hey, good morning, Will. You looking good today. Let's get it done. High five, boom, you got this. This grounds you in the present moment. And I think that's the biggest thing. I've always been trying to figure out how to find myself in the present moment because I get so caught up in the past or I'd be so worried about the future. How do I keep myself in the present moment? Well, this is one way that I've been doing it. And like I said, sometimes I slap my head because I like to hear that. I like to feel that. Been an easy action for me. Like I said, it's only been 3 days, but I'm really feeling good about it. You know, and you can do this every day, real quick. It's really been a way for me to reinforce a healthier and a kinder self-identity for myself. The last thing I'm going to say here is, you know, your greatest ally has been looking at you in the mirror all along. Your greatest ally has been looking at you in the mirror all this time. Let's give yourself a high five. You deserve it. All right. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see Primo up in there. Appreciate you, man. I see your hand raised. Again, our number here is 516-453-6094. Press 1 on your keypad. Bring your number in the queue here. What's good, Primo? How you doing tonight, man?
Good, man. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man. Can you tell? I'm feeling good.
High-fiving yourself, man. That's some low-key, really, really deep stuff, man.
Hey, man. Hey. Try it.
Because you always hear the comment, you know, you're always your own, or you're your own worst enemy.
Yeah. All the time.
And then you just flip that. No, you're your best ally.
Because I tell myself all the time, I say, well, yeah, I'm my own worst critic, you know, and it's like we say it like, yeah, that's the normal. Like, yeah, I beat myself up all the time. No, that's not normal. It's not normal. We need to change it.
Yeah, that's that. But it seems normal where, yes, you need to root for your own team. But you never think about that. I've never thought about that until I heard you tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's just, I don't know, that's just some amazing stuff. That's like truly eye-opening.
Man, well, I hope that you, you know, would take a moment to try it out, you know, and I would love to get some feedback from you to see, you know, how you feel about it.
Yeah. And props to you calling the police, making sure that somebody else is okay.
Yeah, it's funny because I sat there for a minute like, eh, whatever, you know, they'll be all right, you know, or, you know, but thank you. Thank you for that.
Because that's, you know, it's all, I mean, I don't know, I guess back in the day that was the norm, and now it's just like, nope, I'm a mind my business, you do you, I'm a mind my business.
Yep.
And
nothing to
and just keep it moving.
Yeah.
But God forbid you turned from the news when you got home, and it was like, oh, in this area, such and such happened.
Right, that'd be messed up.
Yeah.
That'd be messed up. Hey, I'm gonna bring in another caller here, if you don't mind. I'm gonna keep you on here as well. But I think we got Daddy O, the Lion's Historian. We got Unc on the line here. The Rose Shaman. I think he's there. I don't know. He pressed one. Are you there?
You caught me with a mouthful of food. I figure y'all would keep on talking. Hey, you tricked me. Tricked the hell out of me. What's up, Wilfredo?
Yo, what's up, Daddy O? What's happening?
Man, missed y'all, man.
Rose Shaman has returned.
Well, I ain't back yet. I'm still in New Mexico, but I'm close to Texas. I'll be back for sure tomorrow. I mean, you know, Lord willing, I'll be back for sure tomorrow.
So far, so good.
I missed the intro and the onset. I just picked it up where Cuzzo was saying he's glad you called the police. And I thought, there's a reversal.
Yeah, right?
The police is called on your ass. I don't even want to know. I ain't even going to go there, man. But so I have no idea what the topic is. I just walked in my room, just dropped my food. So let me just check in right quick to see if there was even a show tonight. You know, so I have no idea what's up beyond that, man. I was hoping that, you know, that you had the show going. I just wanted to just express my my appreciation for the prayers, the thoughts. And also, man, just to let you know, man, I missed you, man. Dang.
Yeah.
Man, it's been deep. Yeah, but it seems like I've been replaced by you. Shows are doing great, man. Okay.
Well, you've been missed. You've been missed as well, man.
Yeah, that's what both my ex-wives said. But anyway, moving right along. So I'm just going to step out the way, man. I just wanted to give a shout out. I wanted to say what's up. Wanted to holler at you and Adam, and I'm just going to kick back and chill and listen to the rest of the show, man.
All right. Cool. Sounds good.
And get my grub safe. On. Yeah.
Man. Safe travels, Bill. Right.
Thank you, Adam. Thanks a lot, man. You know, I probably wouldn't be much good to be making comments anyway, because I'm full of love and light right now. So any comments said, I would probably say something like, it's in the stars, or it's the way it should be, or maybe at worst, just pray on it and breathe. That's where I'm at right now, man. So anyway, good hearing y'all's voices, man.
All right, good hearing yours too. You know, I'm gonna keep your mic open in case you want to jump in. So just go ahead and mute your phone while you get your grub on.
Yeah, I'm mute. My hand. Okay, man. Love y'all, man.
All right, love you too.
Thank you, man. That's crazy because where your dad is, and what he was talking about, and the place that he's in right now, is exactly what you're talking about. High fiving yourself, being your best ally.
Right. That's right. Love.
Like if that's not the stars aligning, I don't know what is, man.
I mean, hey, there's no coincidences, right? That's what they say.
No.
That's what they say.
And one other quick thing. I was working my part-time job today, and a guy came in to get records, and his name was Wilfredo. And I saw that, and I just started to crack up inside myself because I didn't want to laugh at him, but I'm like, yeah, that means something.
All right. Wow. Your name is actually Wilfredo. Wow, check that out. Well, I've never ever seen or met a Wilfredo ever. And all the things and experiences that I've ever done, from working international airlines to all kind of stuff, man, I've never met a Wilfredo, actually. That's funny.
And you don't know how many times I just said, I was like, oh, hey, Wilfredo, so this is what you're looking for? Wilfredo, this is what you want me to do? Wilfredo, this is where you want me to send the records? But I was just, I don't know.
It
warmed my heart.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I'm glad they did that chimed in. So for those, I see some people coming in right now, actually, towards the end of the show. So just as a recap, I was talking about this book called The High Five Habit. So if you have opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, look it up, The High Five Habit, giving yourself a high five every morning, acknowledging yourself, giving yourself a bit of a quick affirmation, if you will. And Adam mentioned it again. I'm going to say it again. Your greatest ally has been looking back at you in the mirror all along. It's time for us to start conditioning our brain to operate from compassion for ourselves instead of self-hatred. So that's what I was talking about earlier. So, yeah. I was going to I didn't realize that I had talked so much about it, man. I didn't realize it's already 8 o'clock. Wow. Time just went by. I had some other ideas and thoughts, but I'm going to save this stuff for maybe next week or whatever. And I would love to get Dad's opinion on these things when he's not so much in the stars and love and light. But of course we need that anyway. Did you, hear about the woman, Carolyn Bryant, the woman who, who accused Emmett Till of inappropriate behavior, the one that was responsible for him getting killed? You know, they had found a warrant for her arrest. Did you hear about that, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not going to get into that tonight, but I'm definitely interested in, you know, maybe sometime next week after that, comes back down to earth a little bit. We could talk more about it, but I'm curious to get his thoughts once we catch up on some of these things. And like I said, I'm not going to go into it tonight, so I'm gonna leave it alone. Did you, Adam, come up with anything that you're willing to do besides the high five for 5 days? Anything else that you might be willing to try to do for the next 21 days or 30 days or so? Did you come up with anything?
I want to start working out. Like the other day, I started, and it's crazy, but I started doing push-ups. I'm like, all right, I just need to make sure that I could do 10 push-ups.
Right.
And I did it two days in a row, and then I didn't do it today. But tonight's not over.
Right. You still got time.
I've been talking to myself. You know, I have an elliptical. I want to, you know, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes on the elliptical or, you know, take a walk around the block.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be healthier. I need to smoke less.
You need to what?
Smoke less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
But definitely. It's just, it's those little things. And it's always like, okay, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. And then I just never, I don't follow through.
It's just trying to build that habit.
Yeah.
It's just trying to build that habit. You know, we make all these goals and all these lavish ideas for ourselves. And oh, I'm going to walk 3 miles, you know, man, just walk down to the end of the block and come back. Just start out. Just start out slow. You're going to do 10 push-ups.
Did I tell you, I walked 10 miles today.
Damn. 10 miles.
Oh, but I forgot to tell you, I renamed my dog.
10 miles.
All right. I'm out of here.
I got to find I don't have any special effects or sound bites for that one, man. That was a good one. I walked 10 miles. I'll just give you the applause on that one. That was a good one. That was a good one right there. That was funny. What, so, yeah, to start out.
My biggest thing is I need to get out of my own way because my excuses do more for me than my desires or than my wants and needs. Say, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do the elliptical. Oh, well, you know, I didn't sleep well last night. Oh, I didn't have my coffee. Oh, well, you know, I got so much work to do. So my excuses for me have been more valid than what I want to do. And that's what I need to do in terms of getting out of my own way. Is if I can't take 10 minutes and get on the elliptical, then it's never going to happen because there's always something else.
Yeah, we make the excuses valid. I mean, that's the easy part.
Yeah, tripping. Yeah, how do you get out of your own way, Adam? Josh, I'm just curious. I mean, wherever you go, there you are. Yeah.
Well, I need to get out of my own way and realize that my excuses are bullshit and accept that.
Well, you know, okay, or not. But, you know, we did a show I guess it has been a long time ago, and the objective was to come up with a list of the things you love most about yourself and the things you love least about yourself and take dislike and hate and all that out of it, you know. So, you know, we all know the things we like about ourselves, whether we confess it to others or not. And we know the things we dislike about ourselves or love least about ourselves. But, you know, the hardest thing to do is to be honest with yourself. You know, and it's got nothing to do with what you say to other people. You know, it's like, okay, if I am going to say something to somebody else, I need to be brutally honest about the things that I really am in denial about. You know, it's the easiest thing for me to do is to talk about the shoulda, woulda, couldas. But it's very difficult for me to talk about the I ain'ts. I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do that. And those are usually the things that cause me the most trouble, you know. So, yeah, you know, like this is a nice thing. I mean, it is. It's nice and uplifting, you know. But y'all know damn well that after we hang up, you know, you know, whatever the thing is that is the hardest thing not to do, yeah, that's the thing human nature reverts back to. It's the path of least resistance. And if I don't, you know, it's like, you know, if nobody sees me eating it, you know, then I ain't ate it.
My ain'ts come with excuses that I can validate.
Well, the excuses are already hardwired. It's not like you don't know that about yourself. You know, it's a part of you. It's not like you can take that out of you. It's hardwired. You already know your excuses. You know, and they fluctuate. They flow. They ebb and they flow with whatever the resistance is from one moment to the next. It's not like a fixed thing that if I don't make excuses about, you know, then I'll stop doing it. No, it's about change.
Yeah.
It's not about the things that I make excuses about doing and not doing. It's about change. You know, and that's the hardest thing. You know, we're creatures of habit. You know, our habits are the things we do day in and day out, good, bad, ugly. We're creatures of habit. Changing those habits, that's the ticket. You know, but even in changing habits, the habits remain. You know, so it's a constant. Yeah, and man, I'm sorry. You know, I should have just kept eating.
There you go. No. You're right on point, man. Keep going.
Yeah, you're right. I think 10 miles needs to go for another walk, though.
You know, I mean, think about it. Think about the last time you well, let me put it this way. The hardest thing for me to do is embrace the things I resist changing. You know, but the easiest thing to do is to embrace it. It doesn't mean I've changed it. It means that I've acknowledged it, you know, and acknowledging it is the point, you know, it is the key to change. Acknowledging it, you know, it's not the show. It's not, you know, telling the show what sounds good. It's telling. I heard one of you say something about, you know, facing whatever it is you face whenever you look in the mirror. Well, you know, the thing you can't see in the mirror is what's behind you. It's called shadow, man. You know, and our shadows follow us everywhere we go. And they're always there to remind us that if we don't make the change that we've acknowledged we need to make, our shadows are going to, first of all, really keep nudging at us to do it. And when we just continue to refuse, it will find a way to embarrass the hell out of us. You know, and it's the hope that that embarrassment will bring about the change. But we're creatures of habit. You know, changing habits is the tricky thing, because all too often we just change one habit to create another, you know, to compensate. So change, whatever is changing, it has to be bigger than the original issue. You know, it has to be something bigger than the original decision. It has to be something bigger than myself. As long as I keep depending on me, you know, it's just going to keep shifting. But when I can recognize something bigger than me, and that's what I give it to, that's where the change begins. Otherwise, I'm still controlling it. I'm still dictating it, and I'm still lying about it. You know, Lord knows I made a life of doing that, man. You know, I mean, I've lived 41 years in recovery, but I ain't lived 41 years in not lying. I ain't lived 41 years, you know, without eating pork. I ain't, you know, yeah, I ain't drank. You know, I ain't lived 41 years without chasing a skirt. You know, I mean, just go down the list, you know. But the thing is, in all those things, you know, in all those things for me, you know, the biggest thing is to get understanding. You know, if I can understand why I do what I do, I got a head start on doing something else. It's just nice to hear human voices again. I'm so tired of, All right. I heard this joke. It ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, bring it. Come on. What is it?
Oh, damn. I forgot, man. Damn. It was right there. What the hell? Mm-hmm. It'll pop back in a minute. All right. I'm going to step out the way. Sorry, man, for jumping in like this.
Oh, you good. You're right on point, though, right? I mean, what he's saying is kind of what we were, you know, a little bit talking about today, I think, and what's kind of the premise of the show was, in building habits and talking about habits. So it's funny. It's, again, it's no coincidences and things. And it was funny how you just flow right into the show there. That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
That's but, how you and your dad do your show.
That's how we do, man. That's how we do. So it's already, you know, we're already at the...
I remember now.
Okay, here we go.
So Grandpa was out in the yard with his grandson, and they were watching this worm. And the grandson bet Grandpa $20 that he could make that worm hard enough that he could push it through the hole in the earth. And Grandpa said, that thing is limp and wiggly. There's no way in the world you could get that, you know, worm stiff enough to get into that hole. So little man ran into the crib, came out with some hairspray, and he just started spraying the hell out of that worm. He just sprayed it and sprayed it till the worm just went rigid, and he shoved it into the hole. And Grandpa looked at him and said, damn. Gave him $20, grabbed the hairspray, and ran in the crib. About 20 minutes later, he came out and handed grandson another $20. And grandson said, Grandpa, you already gave me $20. He said, no, this is from your grandma. Okay, that's it. Oh,
I think that's a good way to end the show tonight.
Yo, Will, can you give me $20 real quick?
You better get that spray first, man.
So anyway, y'all, man, great hearing y'all's voices, man. I love you guys, man.
Man, love you too, man. It's good. It's good hearing yours as well. You have been definitely missed. That's funny.
That's who helped you out.
It's from your grandma.
It's from your grandma.
Yeah, that's funny. Hilarious. So, yeah. All right. So, Wednesday, then I guess Dad will be back in his other form here, the Rose Shaman.
That's the plan, man. That's definitely that's the plan.
That's
man.
The plan.
And I may, maybe not tonight, but for sure tomorrow, man, I'll give you a holler. You know, you working in the morning?
I'm gonna start about 7.
Yeah, I plan on busting out of here. I'm in Tucumcari right now. If that name sounds familiar, it was made famous in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Every chance I get, I like staying in Tucumcari, you know. But anyway, so I'm almost maybe a click shy of being halfway. So, you know, I should get home in the early, mid afternoon. You know, but,
so what you got?
I'll give you a holler, man.
So what you got? About 6 hours still on the road?
Yeah, 6-7, maybe somewhere around there. You know, that's what I'm guessing. You know, that's what I'm guessing. I'm not going to do what I did heading out to Colorado. I'm going to go ahead and risk cutting cross country through Texas instead of looping around. You know, what I did was I took 35 all the way up to Oklahoma City and then cut across. But that I think that added about an hour and a half on my drive. So I'm going to just go ahead and reposition my cap, put on my Army Vietnam era veteran T-shirt, and pray like hell or pray like heaven.
Yeah. All right, we'll all send some prayers to accompany you
Amen.
As well.
Amen.
The millions
That's
and
what
millions
I'm talking about. Yeah.
of prayers out there. We'll get that to you as well, man. So you'll definitely be covered with the blanket, man. For sure.
I'm saying. But did you have somebody else in the queue? Did I mess up that?
No, there was a number in the queue, but they didn't press the
okay.
The one,
all right.
Their hand didn't come up or anything.
Okay, man. So Adam, I love you, man. You know, give my love to the family. And
absolutely,
you
I
talk
love you
to
too, man.
Your pops. If you talk to your pops and mom, be sure to give them my best as well.
Always, always. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Amen. For sure, man. And Will, I'll holler at you tomorrow. Love you, man. You know,
great job.
I had to call tonight to be sure my place is still secure.
Oh, man, yeah, we always got that, for sure.
This brother's getting
you are irreplaceable.
Solo. Yeah. Yeah, I heard that lie too before. All right, y'all. Bye.
I think your dog's barking in the back. He wants to go for another walk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I'll holla. Love you.
All right. Love you too. Adam, you got anything else, man, before we close it out?
As usual, a great job, man. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, man. Pleasure's been all mine, man. I really appreciate you holding it down, keeping me company here, and kicking with me these last few days. So we'll definitely be doing more of that. So thank you. I know this is completely off subject here, but I was just thinking about you and Vernon and that picture of that guy you said that y'all look alike. So anyway, shouts out to Vernon out there too in the ATL, man.
We got to get him back out here.
Yeah, we got to get him back on the show one day. He's so busy. So this is the Greenhouse Effects, ladies and gentlemen. Here we provide an opportunity to exercise critical thinking, experience a renewed self-awareness, and maybe even a deeper connection to others and their experience, especially when we share interpretations and feelings. So Wednesday, Again, we're live every Monday and Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffect, the letter FX. I'm Will. That's Bill out there, and that's Adam over there on the other side. We hope to hear and listen, hope to hear you all, and let us know what's on your mind. You know, again, Wednesdays, Mondays, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. As always, please be safe, be blessed, and most importantly, be yourself, because, man, look, everybody else is taken. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Love you guys.
Feeling this way. I guess I should be crying, but my heart just won't obey. If you stay, it should be happy as I lie here on the rooftop in the rain. I